Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan. We're brothers. We read comics.
We love Fortnite.
Yeah.
We're Fortniters.
We love building.
We love to crank 90s.
Where are we dropping, boys?
Number one victory royale. You remember that song?
Huh?
You don't remember that? It was like number one victory royale. It's like a little kid singing that Kanye West song.
No.
American Boy. Yeah, you know it. Come on. Okay, I gotta pull it up now. Fuck. Give me a second, Daniel.
What was that sound? It was like $50 in Fortnite. Who wants it?
I don't know what you're talking about now. No? We have just different algorithms, I guess. It's gotta be just like
I think like
10 kills on the boys ride.
I think when you like reference things, you reference them like too short to where like it doesn't click for me.
I don't remember the lyrics, dude. I try to get away from that song. Just took down tomato town.
We don't promote Kanye West here, sorry.
I like that kid better than Kanye West, to be fair. Unless he also likes Nazis. I don't know. I don't know much about the kid.
Yeah, who knows?
Do you know OJ Simpson's in Fortnite?
No. Yeah. Is he really?
It's a playable skin.
Can you drive a Bronco?
No. Well, you can drive cars. I don't know what color they are.
Dude, that's problematic, I feel like.
It's crazy.
I don't, wasn't convicted.
He's innocent.
I saw Brandon this past weekend, and he like had a question about the pod. He's like, dude, I gotta ask, what is the voice in the news theme?
And oh, like, yeah.
What? And he's like, yeah, at the end of the news theme, he hears like a voice.
He's hearing things.
And he hears, yeah, I'm like, I think you should like talk to somebody. Like,
did we just like,
I think it's something about like how like the symbols like play it, like
I have to listen to it again.
I don't know. It's like it's, and I think he thinks it's somebody. I like listened to it because I was editing the other day and I'm like, there's nothing there. And
whoa.
And he might be just hearing voices in his head.
That's so weird.
I'm like, I just ripped that from YouTube and it was like a copyright free or royalty free like song or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe someone put something in there, but I definitely haven't heard
whoa.
It.
Whoa.
So
there's like something psychologically going on.
Yeah, we'll play
some deep rooted trauma or something.
Theme right now. You be the judge. We got different time codes in our description. Did I do the intro?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We got different time codes in our description. We do the book, which is Batman/Fortnite:0. We got Backbiter Matters in the pull list, but we start with the news. Listen to the voice at the end. I don't think there's a voice.
This is the voice.
our like every time like we
just edit a new little thing.
We'll be like,
Brandon, hey. Brandon, what's up?
Big rest in peace to Peter Cullen.
Yeah, dude, what the hell?
He died yesterday, as of recording.
Most famous for Thaddeus. Thaddeus. Yeah. Thaddeus, I think.
Thaddeus, yeah. In Invincible.
Invincible.
It sucks because I'm like, ah, man, he's still working, you know?
I know. Yeah, recently. Shit, this year.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Did Thaddeus die in the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So.
He's able to finish his work.
Yeah. That was a full body of work from him.
Yeah.
Unless there's going to be a flashback. But there better be just be no more Thaddeus unless it's him. Like, unless he already recorded it.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, he's the man. He's a voice of a generation.
So cool.
Of Optimus Prime cartoons and movies, which is a good move.
I don't know. He said Sam Witwicky in such a satisfying way.
Yeah. He said eBay.
Good scene.
Yeah. So that was a bummer.
It is. That sucks. They got a lot of good ones this week.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Know. So we'll see who dies tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or whoever they announce.
So if you try to tell me somebody else that had passed away and I had never heard
Tim
of
Curry?
Them. No. I thought Tim Curry was a joke at first.
I was surprised like, he's still alive, honestly. Like,
oh, really?
I saw him, like a video of him recently and I was like, oh, I guess he's still kicking, you know, but.
Now, Sophie told me some other person. She's like, this person also, died? No, it was like somebody completely, like, there's, I feel like there's four or five big celebrities that died. And then she told me somebody that I'd never heard of and she'd never heard of. And she's like, this person wasn't that big of an actor, actually. So.
Yeah, it's a bummer. We got a new Venom series coming this December from Ryan Stegman and Carlos Gomez.
Oh, cool.
It's called Penum. It's called Penum. Venom. It's Venom when he's ripping his pen. And that'd be sick.
His vape.
Pass me the Penum, dude. That sweet symbiote. No, it's called Venom : POV. So we'll see how that goes.
Seems way worse. I like Penum. Give me the Penum. We got some casting for the People versus Gorilla Grodd. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. New DC series.
Yeah, new DC series seems pretty fun. The one I think is funny is that Jimmy Tatro is playing Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, he's got a good gorilla voice, I feel like.
I think his voice, I like him, but for Grodd, it seems off. But, you know, I think I'm just used to, you know, other stuff. Like, it sounds like an old dude voicing him normally.
Yeah.
Maybe they age him down or something.
But this will be a HBO show, right?
Yeah.
So it seems pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'll give it a watch.
Yeah, I wonder how that'll go. Anything you like, Money Shot?
Yeah.
And we did like our third episode on it.
That was a crazy third episode, but yeah.
There's gonna be a Money Shot Deluxe Edition. But the deluxe, it's like XXX.
Whoa.
3X deluxe edition.
To make it sexy.
Yeah.
Isn't it like everything Money Shot?
Yeah. There's going to be like two like hardcovers that are going to collect everything. It's going to be, it's on Kickstarter, I think. And so.
Alternate. What if they make an omnibus, but they call it an omnibust?
Omnibusty.
That works too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think after this, that'll be like its biggest format. You know,
yeah,
it didn't seem like there was enough to have like two deluxes, but maybe they're just putting like two miniseries together or something.
I think they did a lot of miniseries.
I thought it was like four.
Even four seems like a lot. I mean, that's 20.
But the picture that I saw, the thickness made it seem like really, really thick. Damn. But who knows?
Who knows? Daniel, there's going to be a new Gambit book, even though there's another new Gambit book that just came out called Gambit Gone. And it's gonna like Freaky Friday 2 alternate universe Remy LeBeau's, one of them from the Age of Apocalypse and one of them in regular Marvel. And they like
that's switch too places. Fucking meta.
Yeah. And I'm like, what a crazy idea.
Who the fuck is that for?
I don't really know what's going on in Age of Apocalypse. I think it's just like all shitty and terrible and awful and everything sucks. I haven't read I did try to read Age of Apocalypse once, and I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
I think the OG one people like, but they keep, like, doing more, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But...
And I might have read sequel Age of Apocalypse stuff. Probably. So, I don't... Yeah. But I think that Remy Blow is probably, like, a lot different. So, kind of a funny idea.
Yeah.
Didn't you like Francesco Francavilla?
Love him.
He's going to be doing artwork for the... Absolute Batman Beyond Arc M spinoff one shot thing.
Okay.
So that'd be cool.
Didn't they have one of those already?
They did an Arc M special, and that had, I'm spacing on his name, Joshua Hickson.
Oh, do the art that's right. On it. So yeah. There's another one.
So that's going to be like a sequel to that, I guess, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think you'd need to read the original one, but. It seems like they're just kind of doing some Arkham stuff.
Yeah.
You know, as like a side spinoff thing.
Right. And then Wolverine Origin 3 : The Dark Age. I guess they did
Wolverine. Oh, I did hear about this, yeah.
I guess they did Wolverine Origin, and they did another one, and this is the third one.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Because it makes claws when you scratch them.
Ah, perfect. Got everything's going to be a trilogy with this guy.
Uh-huh.
Coming December 16th by... Paul Jenkins, and the abbreviation is CAFU, but it's like Carlos something Fernandez. Oh,
really? I've always known him as CAFU. I'm like, I guess that's just
really? No, it's like a whole dude. with he's a full last name, but like he's got four letters and it makes like a good abbreviation, so they just call him Cafu.
That's cool.
Carlos Alberto Fernando Zurbano.
So it's like his initials.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Which
man, I wish I had cool initials, man.
Oh man, he's so good, actually.
Cafu, yeah, he's awesome.
Look at that.
He's so good.
Are you shitting me? Okay.
Yeah. He's always been great.
Why am I not following? Follow. All right. almost 100,000 followers. What is he? Fucking Stan Lee? That's crazy.
He's up there, man.
Motion.
I can't believe you haven't heard of him. I can't believe you weren't following him already.
I can't believe
he's... Do you even read any comics ever? I think we've done a Cafu comic.
No, he probably did cover or something. Mm. That doesn't seem like a guy who does interiors often.
No, not often.
But that's cool.
Daniel, in the Batman 2026 annual, Jesse Lonergan's going to be doing the art.
Oh.
So that's going to be pretty fucking cool. Matt Fraction writing.
Do you see that there's like going to be like Watchmen anniversary variants?
No.
Dan Mora did one.
Oh, I did see that. That looks really fucking cool.
Really sick.
Because he kept like the Dave Gibbons like rendering on Dr. Manhattan. It looks really cool.
Yeah, that's hard to pull off.
Yeah.
Frank Quietly is doing one.
Oh, neat.
I really, really want that one.
And this is just for the first issue of Watchmen or all of it?
So they're doing a facsimile for the number one.
Mm.
But they're doing the Watchmen covers as variants for random stuff. Like,
fuck, man.
It's like a variant for like Batman 15 and a variant for like Detective Comics.
It's like key issues?
No, it's just whatever's coming out that month.
Oh. Batman 15, as in like the current Batman.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's some other, I think Jock is doing one. There's other, cool. You know, but there's only like so many that are announced so far.
Mm.
And they're doing something called like Watchmen Whip, like work in progress. And I think it's like just a black and white version of it. I don't know. But
I would not be interested in that.
Yeah, no, me neither.
That's cool. Are you going to get one of them for the Watchmen?
If I really just want the Frank Quietly one, I would get the Dan Mora one, though. I'll show you. Because it's the tits.
Yeah, it seems like it. You could do that justice, I feel like.
Did you see that? I sent it to you. It's like a Bizarro Year None cover, and it's Nick Patera. And it's also like a collab cover with Frank Quietly.
Mm-mm.
And it's Frank Quietly's Superman with Nick Patera's Bizarro.
Oh, cool.
It looked...
I think they're homies.
Yeah, I think they're cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's really cool. And I like freaked out because their art like works really well together.
Yeah, it does.
That's that Frank Quietly one.
Cool.
Yeah. I just like when he does stuff.
I like it when he does stuff too.
I like to know that he's still out there. Like he hasn't just like completely stopped. Nathan, you like the Yankees?
No.
How about the Dodgers?
Yes.
Yeah, you bought a Dodgers hat.
I did buy a Dodgers hat that I didn't use when I went to Japan.
You like the Cubs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw a game there.
Yeah. Old Wrigley Field.
Yep.
Yep.
We're big fans.
Yeah. Well, they're getting all these teams, they're getting comics, Nathan. One-shot comics.
Oh, really?
Yep. They're going to be $20 for 32 pages.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Is Shohei on the cover?
No.
He's got to be on the cover.
No. It's like a...
Is it the current team or like a history of the team? Or
I don't know. Mm. I think it might be like a little history or something. But yeah, the same guy's writing all of them, and then it's all like real artists, and it's not AI checked.
Okay, good.
The one who's doing like the Dodgers one is like a manga like esque artist, and it looks kind of cool.
Mm.
But yeah, that's the thing. If you like those teams, I don't think I'd pay $20.
No, that's too much.
Even if they did a Diamondbacks one, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing. Yeah, anything else?
I do not. No, I don't.
Mad Cave, the publisher. Uh-huh. They're coming out with a Flash Gordon book. It's called Two Worlds, and it's like a two OGN like series. The two graphic novels are coming out, and it's one story.
Are the graphic novels published together?
I think not.
Oh, okay.
But written and drawn by Scott Chantler.
Neat.
There's a new like anime coming out. It's called Get Jiro, and it's based off a graphic novel that was written by Anthony Bourdain and Joel Rose.
Anthony Bourdain wrote a graphic novel?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like a chef.
Man, why is that guy so cool? So casually cool.
I know,
He's so effortlessly cool.
I learned more about it. I'm like, oh, we lost his legend.
When he died, I was like, why does everybody care? He's just like, what, a food critic or something? And then like I learned more and more about him. I'm like, God, he was just fucking cool.
Yeah, he got a whole movie out.
He just had an aura to him.
Yeah. I saw a video of him, and he's got like this hangover cure that works really well. That I like.
Oh, you've.
I never like heard of hangover cures until I saw this video, and then I tried it, and it works really well.
You adopted it?
Yeah. He said, "Drink a Coke and smoke a joint," and
that's so cool. It works really well. If it doesn't work for you, you're not even fucking cool, dude.
You're a fucking loser.
The prerequisite is you have to be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, the anime for that comes out on Adult Swim on October 3rd. I thought it was going to come out like next year, but no.
That's soon.
Yeah, very soon. And not comic news, but National Treasure 3 is happening.
Well, with the cage?
Yeah, with the cage, oh, man. Oh, my
God. It's a clue.
I need a clue.
Yeah, this is a clue.
Decoration. Independence.
I love that
clue.
I just like the video, and it's not very popular, but it's a guy dressed up as Spider-Noir playing basketball. And he's so funny. He's like talking about crossing people up and shit on the court. And he's like, "You gotta get your weight up, kid." And then he like shoots he shoots the basketball and he misses. It makes me laugh. Just like that line like crushes me. "Gotta get your weight up, kid."
Yeah.
So I hope there's some of that.
Yeah, we'll see. What book do we read this week, Nathan?
We read, it's unclear what it's called on the cover, but it's Batman Fortnite 0.
I wanted to read this since I saw this in the London airport.
Shut the fuck up.
In a bookstore. And they
were you just dumbfounded by the fact that it exists?
That I knew it was coming out, but the fact that they chose, they had like 10 books, 10 comics there.
Oh, at the airport.
Yeah, at the airport in this bookstore. And one of them was this.
This, that makes sense though.
With like Watchmen, you know?
Oh, was it next Watchmen?
It was within that.
That's so crazy.
I've always been, I'm like, maybe someone knows ball.
Maybe it's good. No, I think it's just for kids to be like, "Mom, fucking Fortnite."
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Can I buy this with V-Bucks? Mm-hmm. Dude, actually, my buddy Parker, he had a fraudulent purchase on his credit card, like over the course of a couple weeks, $1,400, and just found out recently that it was his nephew that had stolen his credit card and put it onto his Fortnite account and was buying skins with it.
Shit.
And it was $1,400.
Oh my God.
That he was able to like claim as fraudulent, and he got some of it back. But $1,400. So his mom's going to make him work it off.
That's crazy.
I'm like,
that's so deviant. That's
so
dude.
Many skins.
That's...
And you could only wear one at a time, Daniel.
I can't believe he did something so mean.
It is so mean.
Wait,
yeah.
Did fucking Ro do that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's evil kid shit, dude. And it's like, I think Carter did that once with like FIFA, but it was like $200 or something like that.
Was it 200? I feel like it was more than that.
It was like 80.
I'm like,
more.
I know he did something.
Yeah.
I did something like that.
That's a canon event.
I didn't steal anyone's card. Carter kind of did the same thing. The card information was like already loaded up.
Yeah. So you know, just say like, "Oh, I'll buy it."
Yeah.
I think that's what happened in that situation. Cause I can't imagine that he took it out of his wallet or something.
When iTunes was a thing, you just had to unlock iTunes for a purchase once.
Yeah.
And then you could go crazy. And
I bought a bunch of music.
I bought every album by Linkin Park.
That's a good purchase.
Yeah.
And Mom, it's an investment.
I still listen to it today. not those files, but I still listen. And it was like $200, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Even at the time?
Maybe it was like 100 something, but I thought it was like $200. Because like albums are like $15 at least.
But they didn't have $200 worth of $15 albums.
I did buy the.
Maybe you bought like the remastered version. I bought the live in version. Texas. The live, you gotta buy the live in Texas.
And
easily the best live album
of all time.
Of all time. Fuck that Queen one.
I re-listened to it. It's so sick.
Yeah, dude, it's so much energy.
The Meteora like anniversary, they re-released Live in Texas, but added more songs that they didn't have on the album.
They went alive again in Texas?
No, it was songs that were in that video, you know.
But were cut from the video?
Yeah, but didn't make like the album.
Oh, you know? I didn't even know that was the thing.
Yeah, there's a couple and that always pissed me off, but now they're all on there.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll have to check that out.
But when you buy the video, that's more, you know. So anyway, no regrets.
It's a Fortnite.
Because apparently kids do fucking worse.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's crazy.
Is he sensitive about it? Can I bring it up?
He thinks it's funny.
Ro is?
No, Parker thinks it's funny. Ro probably feels bad because he got caught. But he didn't feel bad when he was getting those fucking V-Bucks, let me tell you that. 1,400. Holy shit.
What was Carter buying?
It was like FIFA coins. That game was actually pay to win at the time.
Oh, okay.
Like you had to buy coins to get card packs or something in the game. So it was like gambling a little bit to get good players. And I think that's my understanding of it. But it was like you cannot win or be very successful online unless you buy a lot of those.
If a million kids do that, dude, like they're making.
It was a feasible business model, dude. When I worked at Microsoft, at like the store,
mm-hmm.
I've had parents come in like crying because their kids bought a lot of Robux for Roblox.
Oh,
yeah, dude. It's dark.
Well, do you remember like any of the damage?
No. I just remember how sad it was.
My kids are pulling from my 401k.
I don't know how they got that. I don't even know how to access that.
It got taxed and they spent it.
Yeah, man.
There's a penalty. Oh, my God. I will never. Like, I just know. Like, I didn't have the self-control. I knew what I was doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
If Lucas did that, you'd throw him against the wall, I think. By the ankles.
I'd throw him somewhere safe. Yeah. You know?
A softball.
What did you think of this?
This was different than I thought it was going to be. And it feels like two different trades almost.
It does, yeah.
And I liked the first half. But when that gimmick, there's like a gimmick where like they're in the game, which is what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
But they like couldn't talk to each other. They were like all silent, which I never thought about to be like a thing in the game. Like none of the characters talk to each other because you're just them. You're just playing a character or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this is kind of fun. But then when I started to get bored of it, they switched to like talking again.
And then
there was way too much talking and way too much exposition.
Yeah.
And so they just don't do a good job, I think, of balancing when there's exposition and when there's action, because it's just like all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like. So
I was
but there's some fun stuff in here.
Yeah, totally. I was like excited to read it. And then like, I think kind of the same thing. And I thought just overall, like, it could have just been, like, dog shit. But I'm like, it was pretty good.
They put some thought into this.
More than you'd think.
Yeah. And that can sometimes hurt it, because they're trying to cover too many plot holes for what is ultimately Batman and Fortnite. So it's like, there's going to be some crazy shit happening, you know what I mean? So I think that gets a little bit too caught up in itself in that respect.
Sure.
But there's some fun stuff that happens. I do have questions, but we'll get there when we get there.
The art's pretty sick.
Art's really good.
Because it's like, I don't know Riley Brown. I think I've heard of him, but like his artwork is just like, it's very like poppy in a way. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it really.
So the people on this, the concept was by Donald Mustard. He's probably a Fortnite guy.
Okay.
Writer is Christos Gage, who's done some good stuff. Pencilers, Riley Brown and Christian Deuce. And I think Riley Brown does the stuff in Gotham and Christian does the stuff in Fortnite or vice versa.
Hold on. I don't know what that Christian dude did, but like he wasn't credited for like the first issue.
He's not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was
so it's probably just Riley Brown then.
Yeah. And The Inkers were kick ass.
Yeah, Nelson Faro de Castro, Christian Deuce.
And then the colorist is kick ass as well.
Yeah.
John Callis.
Yeah, it's a very colorful world. So it could have been a lot to kind of take in, and he does a good job.
Yeah, it's just like quality for sure. And then it's also, I don't know, it, like, I guess it is, it feels like Fortnite designs, mm-hmm. you know, because there are Fortnite designs in here.
Yeah, a lot of skins.
So, yeah, it was good to look at.
Yeah, it's a good time. Let's get into it. So, in issue one, there's a rift that appears in the sky of Gotham. Batman goes in to investigate it, and he gets pushed into it by some mysterious figure. Batman ends up in Fortnite Island with no memories of how he got there, and he can't speak. And he's pushed further into the island by the storm that closes in. You're familiar with the storm, I assume?
I did not know that.
What? You know nothing.
I think I played one round of Fortnite.
Okay, interesting. All right, I got a lot to explain to you then.
I picked up some shit reading it. I read the book too, okay?
Okay, all right. He's pushed further into the island by the storm.
This is for both people, Fortnite fans and Batman fans.
It really, I think, does a good job bridging the gap, for sure. Yeah. He fights some people, and then he runs into Catwoman. Neither of them remember each other, but they kind of know that they're familiar with each other. And so they team up and they defeat everybody on the island, but the storm closes in on them and it's left on this big cliffhanger.
He also doesn't know his name.
He doesn't know his name. Yeah, he doesn't know why he's wearing a bat suit. But Daniel, can I just say, Commissioner Gordon looks cool as fuck in this first page.
Sick.
I opened this first page and I'm like, God, he's cool looking,
like,
dude.
Is he think he's like John Constantine or something?
I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I've seen this exact Commissioner Gordon pose before. But I'm like, fuck, that's cool. He looks cooler than Batman. Look at this dumbass.
Yeah. Guy in a bat suit.
When Commissioner Gordon looks cooler than Batman, I'm like, this is a good artist.
I think just lighting a cigarette is awesome.
It's so cool, man. It'll never not be cool. And he's got like one of those fucking pipes, Looney Tunes shit.
Yeah. Just a pipe. Yeah.
The pipe. I don't know. So yeah, there's a storm. It pushes you and you die if you're outside of it, or it starts to hurt you.
So you die if you touch it?
You don't die immediately, but it starts to hurt you.
Okay.
And so that, and when you drop in, you got the full island, you can loot some stuff, and sometimes you find people, sometimes you don't.
So if you die, you're dead for the round?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
it.
It's
100 just... people drop in, one is the winner.
100?
I think it's 100.
Oh my lord. Okay, and then close in to get you close together.
Yeah, it's like a circle that closes in, and the center of it, or like the ending point, will be randomized. So that you can't just like make your way to the endpoint every time and just stay there.
Mm-hmm. You don't like the Catwoman having like the armpit vents?
No, I've never enjoyed that.
It's practical.
It's not. I mean, I guess
she can reach up.
You know, it's not practical having everywhere else be skin tight on you. So I know I'm not into that.
She can reapply easily.
That's true. And you know she's moving around. It's probably human in Fortnite Island.
So are these designs kind of like
the skins?
The OG skins?
These are Fortnite original skins. I wouldn't call them OG skins.
Okay. But like the fish one, that seemed familiar.
The fish is a famous one.
Okay.
Like Sophie's like best friend's kid wore that for Halloween this year. This last year. So his name's Fish Stick, I found out.
Right. And then like this teddy bear
one. The teddy bear one is one that I recognize. I mean, I think.
There's a guy with like an axe or something.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
That seemed familiar, but
there's a guy with a big tomato head that's like the mascot of Tomato Town probably. So but what isn't in here is like the default skin character.
Oh,
and I remember for a while when you
I bet played, it's in there somewhere.
I remember for a while it was like you're frowned upon if you didn't pay money for a skin. Uh-huh. And so if you had the normal skin, you were called like a default skin.
Oh no.
Or something like that. And so if you would see someone with a default skin, like off in the distance, you're like, oh, let's just kill him. It's a normie. Like they don't sweat in the game, kind of. And I'm like, there's a weird little hierarchy there for a little bit.
I think there had to be plants that were just pushing that narrative. Because like, why would just someone... No, dude, just...
people I knew were like, oh, it's a default.
Yeah, because they learned that from somebody.
Yeah, probably. There's probably a PSYOP.
Yeah, exactly.
An Epic Games PSYOP of some sort.
Yeah, because that's how they fucking make money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I never really liked that aspect. Not that I play the game or anything, but like...
What aspect?
The predatory, like... It feels like... Like someone was like, trying to get people to buy the skins and stuff.
Yeah, they 100% are.
And then just like how important like the cosmetic aspect of the game become. And people buy like $1,400 worth of shit.
Yeah. I mean, there's an argument that it's like a free game. And so to keep it free, they make a bunch of money by doing Batman collabs and stuff like that that you have to pay for. So it's not required. It doesn't give you a leg up in any way.
Yeah, that's like a licensing thing, you know, which I like understand. But and also, like, Fortnite is like an anomaly and something that I feel like will like never happen again. Or maybe it'll kind of open the door for these things to happen again, where just like every property is just in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, people have tried to mimic it for sure. Because in like Call of Duty, you can play as different skins and stuff now in their battle royale.
Yeah,
same thing with like PUBG.
Uh huh.
I was like, I scroll upon a there's a. Do you know what PUBG is?
Battle royale.
Yeah, it's just another battle royale, but somewhat more realistic. But you can have skins in that game now. And I stumbled upon a live stream that was the PUBG Mobile, like World Championship, and it had like hundred thousands of viewers on it, and it was just people playing on their phone, and they were like pretty cracked on their phone. But I'm like, why are they on the phone? Because there's a PC version of the game, and surely that's a higher skill ceiling, I would assume.
Yeah,
but I guess the mobile version of that game is super huge, and I just thought it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, it's interesting that they took the approach that like Batman couldn't talk. It's like a thing that's forced upon them, and it's like being part of this thing.
All thought bubbles.
Yeah,
you know, which wasn't very annoying because it wasn't
I thought that was fine.
They weren't like dense, you know. Are these Clay Man covers?
No, dude, Mikhail Janin.
I get them mixed up.
He's got awesome covers.
Yeah, I feel like he's like God, he's kind cool. of above that, but
what? Above drawing the fucking teddy bear skin from Fortnite?
Yeah.
You think he's above that?
The Harley design's cool.
Yeah. I think Harley's in the game as well. I don't know who from the DC universe is in there, but yeah.
I imagine it's everybody. I think someone from, I don't know if you see how the back matter.
Yeah, I did.
But I think like someone from like Fortnite like designed these designs.
Yeah, I was going to look up who Donald Mustard is, because I assume he's from Fortnite because he came up with the concept for it. But he drew some like solid covers in the back matter.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. You could tell that he's kind of like amateur when it comes to comic book art.
Right.
But he has like good composition and like good ideas, I think. So,
a video game designer.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. He's probably super famous. But Daniel, issue 2, Batman.
Co-creator of Fortnite.
Damn. And he's like, yeah, let me do covers.
Yeah, let me do this little comic. That's cool. It's like not going to make anywhere near
any money.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
So issue 2, Batman's stuck in a cycle of being in this battle royale, but with no memories of the previous cycles. But he has started leaving himself messages for himself after each reset so that he can kind of learn more and more. Kind of like to get him, catch himself up to speed from like what memento. He's discovered. Yeah, memento type shit. And so he eventually leaves messages for Catwoman so that they can team up in future cycles and explore the island for clues. They don't really find anything, but they discover that if they leave like a bat gadget on the ground in the epicenter of the storm, like where it fully ends, it appears in the next cycle. And so they figure out that only one person can be left alive at the end of the storm. So Batman has Catwoman kill him to see what would happen to Catwoman at the end of that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if she makes it out. But Daniel, there's a suit change that's unexplained.
Yeah, that's just after years or however long of
but like where does he get it? It's not like they have this shit around Fortnite. Maybe he bought a skin.
Yeah, probably. And then like as the book goes on, Catwoman's like outfit just gets more and more torn up.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, which is like
why didn't she get armor, you know?
Well, I think Batman also has his shit ripped up, but it's just his arm.
Just one sleeve.
It's like one sleeve and they're like, okay, yeah, equivalent. But Catwoman's like her whole midsection is just all gone and
yeah.
And there's more than just her armpits exposed, so if you're into that. And
but yeah, it turns out to be a very time loop story, you know,
which is an interesting take.
I think it's genius.
It is genius because, yeah, I mean, that's what it feels like when you play the game.
Yeah, as if it's...
Dude, I downloaded Fortnite and I wanted to get a win before this episode.
But you couldn't?
I just didn't. I downloaded it and I never made time to go back.
It's hard. When is it 100 people?
It is 100 people, but I think if you haven't played in a while, they put you in a lobby with like bots that are supposed to be easier. And yeah. So you could probably win your first game if you were to play.
I bet they put you in with some bots, you know, because you're a new guy.
Yeah, I'm saying I would too. So okay. If I played, I'd probably just win.
So it's like ranked, kind of?
Yeah, it wants you to get a couple wins to get a feel for the game so that so that new players aren't discouraged from people that sweat all the time, which I think is a good system. But
yeah, it's bad.
I wrote down, Harley Quinn flosses, yes, finally, wow, thank God, oh yeah.
I was kind of dreading that. Because didn't you make a joke last week?
I did.
Like, someone's going to be flossing?
I did say that someone's going to, and it's, you have to.
Yeah.
So I don't blame them, and it's not egregious. It's not like Harley Quinn stops.
It's it's like one panel or whatever.
Yeah.
And it, but then now that it happened, I'm like, all right, here's the Fortnite aspect of it. Even though they're in Fortnite or whatever, they got to have something of the culture.
Yeah, you're like, there it is. There's the Fortnite. Meanwhile, yeah. They're on Fortnite Island.
But everything resets each time, but they're like, clothes don't reset, which seems not like how the game is.
It's not. You don't get more and more naked, but that could be a way for them to make more money.
Yeah, dude. Fucking.
I like the idea that they're leaving messages for themselves that just like uncovers the mystery over dozens of like resets.
Yeah, I guess the Batarang could just be used as like a crayon on other Batarangs.
I don't know how he writes so many detailed messages, but. And they find like a whiteboard in like a shed somewhere, and it seems like the whiteboard.
That's the only aspect of building that we see in this, you know.
Yeah, we don't see Batman crank 90s.
Yeah.
Which so it doesn't seem like anybody builds. You see buildings.
Yeah.
Like that are from the game, I guess, or I guess what a player would build. You know what I mean? But Batman never has a gun. Which makes sense because he doesn't like to do that anyway.
Yeah.
But he never has like a pickaxe or he doesn't. When you build, you pull out this like blueprint paper and like a big pencil and just like a bunch of shit gets built.
Mm.
So you never see that either. Which that would feel out of place. So I'm glad they didn't.
So before they realize that like it resets, like Catwoman gets shot in the back and Batman like reacts to her like dying. And for some reason that I like. In my head, I thought like she died in the book. Like I forgot for like a second. Like I was just kind of reading it, and I don't know. It felt like a very real reaction to how like Batman would react to that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
I guess I have like kind of a filter in my mind. Like whenever gets shot, like maybe it's like a fake out, or maybe they're alive or whatever. But she like
no, she died.
Really, just died in like these two panels.
Yeah,
and it was like it like hit me as if she was actually dying in like. Continuity and it was like it was weird. I just like it just caught me off guard.
You're like, holy shit.
Yeah, but then it like reset. I'm like, okay, we're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
I think my favorite
you could have incredible tragedy like that.
My favorite design of Fortnite character is this like banana dude in a suit.
The banana's he's an icon for sure.
Pretty funny.
You see a lot of bananas. I don't know who'd be my favorite. There's a guy that's in like a dinosaur costume that's kind of funny. I think the fish guy is probably the funniest to me.
Yeah.
He's pretty goofy.
And then, did you mention that, like, one person has to survive or whatever?
Yeah. So it's one person. That's why.
So Catwoman stabs him. Which is a...
And they're like, they have, like, this silent scene where Batman's, like, holding up the knife to his own chest. And then he's like, it's okay, but he's just like staring at her. But I think it's done really well because it's like you could tell she's like, no, I don't want to do that. And Batman's like, just stab me, it's fine. And then they kiss and then you get stabbed. And I'm like, that's pretty good.
I didn't realize like that's what he wanted her to do for some reason. I know it's very blatantly obvious, but like I just didn't really
connect. But I like that they left those couple pages completely silent to like
We need a fucking
intensify
break.
That moment. So but so I like that. Part of it, but up to that point the whole book was like constant fighting like in the panels and then constant exposition in the captions.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this is just too much of those two, like they're not balancing those two things at all.
This issue, I was like, holy hell. Like, because so much is happening.
There's so much
because it kept restarting, and it gets shorter as it restarts, you know, because they're just kind of cutting through the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, Catwoman's clothes deteriorated so much that she got like a hoodie. You
know? Yeah, that's like,
and I guess that's tougher than the leather that she was wearing.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, it's like, it is actually like a hoodie.
Yeah, it's cropped, of course. Don't worry, you still get some midriff there.
Yeah, you gotta.
But yeah.
So then issue 3, there's like a observation team, like a Fortnite observation team that's studying Batman. And they're seeing him try to escape. And so to stop him from making more progress, they send in Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes!
Holy shit, Snake Ooh. Eyes. Oh my God, everybody's going to buy the book now because Snake Eyes is in it. From G.I. Joe, I think.
Dude, I brush past the cover.
Yeah.
And so that was actually a surprise.
You're like, holy shit, fucking Snake Eyes. It is funny because I think I also did. And I was like, Fortnite has every single property ever to exist. You'd think they put something else in there. And then Snake Eye shows up, and I'm like, whoa. But then like, I was
G.I.
like,
Joe?
And then I was like, well, it's Warner
this
Brothers.
This book's going to go out of print, dude.
No, dude, it's Warner Bros. G.I. Joe's owned by Warner Bros. So that's why they're able to put that in.
Skybound owns it now, like in comics.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's going to go out of print.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, they send in Snake Eyes after him, and they fight for a really long time because they're both really good at fighting. But they begin to like form a respect for each other, and they discover that they can both communicate with sign language, so they become allies. And Snake Eyes agrees to let Batman escape at the center of the storm, and so he just kind of walks off and kills himself pretty much. And so when Batman escapes the storm, he's met by Deathstroke holding Catwoman at gunpoint.
So this whole thing's narrated by like emails?
Yeah, I did not appreciate that.
It's like emails from like developers or something. They're like, what do we do?
But the emails, it's like they're writing it in like a PowerShell script or something.
Yeah.
Because that's not what emails look like.
Yeah, it was odd.
So.
And then Batman gets some sort of like axe propeller thing. Like he gets like some sort of axe that goes in his arm and it spins around.
Batman
which
does?
Seems
oh, yeah.
pretty fucking deadly.
That seems cool.
But.
I like that the Batman and Snake Eyes fight gets so juicy that the other people from Fortnite just start watching it.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to see.
They stop fighting.
I was trying to see who else they put in here to see if I recognize the skins. And I think, and this is just going to be canon in my head if this is not the case, but I think they tried to hide in other skins that weren't cleared for like copyright purposes.
Okay.
And so in like the very top left, it looks like there's a Samus from like Metroid. Like the.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like a Samus.
Maybe.
And then over on the right side, it looks like there's a Deadpool. He's like in that structure and he's got like the two swords and he kind of is like kind of posing there like it could be a Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who else that would be. And everybody else is just like a basic.
It could be Deathstroke.
It could be Deathstroke too. Actually, yeah. I don't think Deathstroke was standing like that. I've never seen him hit one of these.
So is this like horse statue like canon in Fortnite?
Where is that?
Why is his eye like that?
Oh, okay. There's a pinata that'll come down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like a Fortnite pinata, and that's like a pretty famous icon.
Okay. I was like, who fucking drew that?
The pinata will come down, and then everybody wants the pinata because there's goodies in there. So it's kind of a place for people to incentivize converging onto the same point.
I don't know if I've seen like a batarang being drawn like this, like when it's being thrown, where it's just kind of like in a circle. Do you see that? It just kind of looks like his like.
Oh yeah, I don't like that.
It looks like it's like a frisbee.
It looks like he's like throwing his belt buckles.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
I like how they like after they like do some sign language. They like dap each other up.
They do. They hit the term. What is it? Terminator.
Yeah, or Predator.
Or Predator one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sick. And so this is like the last one that's fully in the Fortnite game. And so I wrote down things we didn't see, which is Batman cranking sick 90s.
Uh huh.
Which is the building. We don't see any crates, which is like how you get weapons and stuff.
Yeah,
they're like hidden across the map. Do you know what a chug jug is?
Drink.
It's a drink. It gives you shields in the game.
not what I
but they're big
thought
and,
I would do.
Yeah, they're big and blue. You don't see any of those in there.
You know, for some reason, like going into this, I had like a feeling Deathstroke was going to be in it for some reason.
It's a good, he's a good fit because he uses guns and he's cool looking. So
use guns.
I think he's in the game.
Probably. I'm not crazy about his design in this, but it's still drawn well, you know.
Why? I think it looks cool.
Yeah, we'll look at it in like later issues, okay. But
so then issue 4, Batman and Catwoman fight Deathstroke for a bit, but Deathstroke stops the fight so they can team up. And we find out that Batman remembers all of the cycles that he's been in.
This issue's Christian Duke.
Oh, okay, got it.
Or Deuce.
So it was Riley Brown, everything before.
Yeah, I think it is everything after too. Okay, I think it was just this issue, but so didn't even notice.
So Batman remembers all of the cycles that he's been in, but not where he originally comes from still. And so they join up with other people from Fort Knight Island that had escaped the loop at different times. And over a few days, they find their way into some hatches that take them under the island into a secret bunker. They fight some monsters, and Fish Stick, who's the fish guy, is found injured and reveals that there's a mole in their group before he dies.
So this group gets together,
mm-hmm.
and Batman starts like, you know, barking orders, talking about his plan, and someone's like, why should we listen to you? And then he just gives a glare.
Dude, the
and then
the
everyone's
smug.
Everyone's like, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm like, Batman's the leader because glare.
He does give some stank eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to me what they choose to omit from Batman's memory, because at one point he says, patterns of behavior are something I feel I've studied. And so he becomes the authority of trying to figure out people.
I think I know how to do this.
He's like, yeah. And I'm like, that means nothing. It's like, I feel like I've flown a rocket ship before, so yeah. I could probably do this.
Like, there's like a point later where like Catwoman finds a device and it's like broken or something. And mm-hmm. Batman's like, let me see what I can do. I'm like, maybe she could fix it.
Yeah. You don't know what her
Why would
background
you be
is?
The guy who could fix it? Yeah. You know,
he's he like, does. He just I feel like that's something I would have done is fix things. In
he
my
does
life.
Build stuff in this.
Yeah.
You know, like gadgets that kind of help out, but I really like the coloring on this page.
It is so good.
Yeah, it's like
super. I'm like, holy shit, they went crazy for
it
that
like
one.
An album cover or like some ice cream or something, like some like a sorbet.
Two very different things. This whole issue is when it starts to get like, oh, there's a lot to get through, because we went from the no talking like, thing to all exposition and trying to explain how energy frequencies from how everybody's different multiverse.
Would like there's get. Vents. We got to get in the vents.
Yeah, we got to get in
tunnels.
The vents.
Go down the tunnels.
I built this gadget. Everybody take a gadget and scan some energy signatures and we'll see if we can get that to open the hatch. And I'm like, just get in the hatch. We don't need to do all this shit. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it definitely started to feel the length.
Yeah.
Around here.
So one of the characters in this group.
Fish Sticks.
No, not Fish Stick.
Rest in peace.
I think it's this one. I think this is a default skin. And she says that she's been in Fortnite Island for like 4 years. And I think at the time of publication, that's when Fortnite had like come out.
Maybe
it was like 4 years ago from when this came out.
Was it like 2017 or something?
2018, I want to say.
Is when the book came out?
No, this came out in like 2021 or
2022.
This is a COVID book.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
I think I looked. I just
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah. And so I think that's a fun little Easter egg that they put in there, because it's like she's way back from when there weren't even any skins or crossovers.
She was. Did you try and guess like
who the mole was? Yes. And I thought about it and I was like, I don't know who it would be.
I thought it was her. Not for any logical reason other than like she's been there the longest.
Because she's a no skin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
But
yeah, that would make sense since she's there the longest. It seems pretty obvious that it would be Deathstroke.
looking back,
I'm like
the villain.
Yeah, of course. At one point, they mention events that happen sometimes on the island, and Fortnite would have events that like everybody would participate in.
They talk about the Travis Scott concert.
They don't talk about it in here, but that's one of the events. I think I was out by that point, or maybe I saw the Travis Scott one. But I think the Meteors was something that they did.
Oh, okay.
So you'd like load up into a game and you'd have to like wait in line or like wait in a queue.
Mm-hmm.
Like 20 minutes before, and then everybody would get into like their own 100-person lobbies, but we'd all be seeing the Meteors fucking drop and go and do crazy things all at the same time, which is kind of cool.
Is there like any kind of, I feel dumb asking, is there any story to Fortnite?
So Fortnite, the Battle Royale, is a game mode of Fortnite, which was its own game. And they came up with this like fun little battle royale thing to compete with PUBG, and then it like exploded, and now the original game Fortnite is like totally neglected and like not even finished.
Oh, so there was like a campaign?
There was a campaign, and it's like you have to, it's like a, it was a survival game where there'd be like zombies that come in, and you have to build, that's where like the building was.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to build like your own like bunker and fight off the zombies that were like coming to get you.
So PUBG was the original like battle royale?
No, I think it goes back to a mod for some game called
a game designed to be a battle royale.
Yeah.
Okay.
But DayZ, I think, was the original one.
Okay.
And then like PUBG is the one that like got popularized first, and then Fortnite like exploded, and so now that's like the big one.
Yeah, because so is it like continuity that people are pulled from different universes?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. There was like some lore that they would like weave in there every once in a while. That was like kind of fun, but I never really paid too close attention to it.
You know, when I started to think like Fortnite was getting too big is when you could buy figures of these like OG kind of skins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who wants that? You know?
Can't play that in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was big when, like, they did a collab with Nerf.
That seems normal.
You'd think so. I just knew it was big for a while. I knew it was big when Ninja did the fucking flossing on the New Year's Eve thing with Ellen or whoever he did it with.
I mean, he wasn't, like, the first guy to floss.
He wasn't, but he did it on the broadcast for New Year's Eve in New York.
That just seems like what nerds do when they don't know what dance to do. Does that mean like Fortnite was big?
Huge.
Yeah. I mean, like Ninja being on
Ninja
that.
Ninja was the guy from Fortnite. He's a Fortnite. He's got a skin in the game, I think.
He's got skin in the game?
Yeah, he's got a skin in the game and skin in the game.
Yeah.
And he's not like the floss guy necessarily, but because he was a Fortnite guy, they got him to do it because it was big that year. And
does
like,
he even play like Fortnite still?
No, he tried to be like a Valorant pro for a little bit and then he wasn't very good at it. I don't know what he's doing now. I think he goes back and forth with Fortnite and just other stuff.
Hmm.
But I don't watch him. But issue 5, the group continues looking through the bunker while they're fighting a bunch of guards. And they find the zero point, which bridges different dimensions together. And one of the guys in the group tries to like jump into it and he like kills himself because he gets split into different dimensions. And so Batman figures out that you can align the zero points multiverse energy with the multiverse energies of the different people to send them back home to their reality. And then Deathstroke is revealed to be the mole and he gets tied up and Batman sends everybody back home. But Deathstroke breaks free and he jumps into the zero point, leaving Batman and Catwoman stuck there. And there's a whole thing where it's like, we need to go last because the three of us have enough multiversal energy vibes to keep the thing alive. And so when Deathstroke jumped in, he like trapped them there. But there's a lot of buildup to just that idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care about any of this.
Uh-huh.
You could have just made it like Deathstroke got the remote for the zero point and he jumped in and he trapped him there. And that would have been fine.
Because then the resolve would be, we need another remote.
Yeah.
You know, and then
which you could write your way around that. I don't like that it was, we need two people to man the thing.
At this point, we were too far in. We just had to muscle through.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, but I was like, this is dumb. But I do like this panel where the guy jumps into the zero point and he gets split into like multiple chunks. His body gets split into multiple chunks.
Yeah, that's a really cool page.
He got sliced up and thrown into different dimensions. So there's like just part of his knee in some dimension. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I didn't love like any of the fight dialogue either.
Oh, so bad.
I was like, I miss when they were silent, you know?
They put themselves, he wrote in fighting situations that were just like so lame. They're just in a hallway and there's guards over on one end of the hallway and guards in another end of a hallway. And it's like, what are we going to do? And they spent like a full page and a half trying to figure out what they're going to do, which is just blowing up one end of the hallway.
What's funny is like this issue, when they're like shooting in the hallway, it says underneath Fortnite Island.
Yeah.
So it's like, to them, would they call it Fortnite Island, or to us, is it Fortnite Island? You know,
I think they call it Fortnite Island.
Did
no one's ever said that?
Yeah, real, like, do they know it's called?
They know that they're in Fortnite.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And so I just thought that was a. We know where they are because we
bought the Fortnite book.
We read the last issue.
Yeah,
and so it's just.
I think it's for us. I think it's for readers.
Probably.
There's also this room that they found that has like encrypted or like symbols and relics and stuff like that from different universes. And Batman explained how he's been deciphering these fucking codes and stuff. I was like, none of this matters. So there's so much in this that I'm like, there's too much for sure.
Batman had like liquid nitrogen capsules.
Yeah.
And he's going to throw them at, you know, pillars or whatever, and then Deathstroke's going to shoot at him with his scepter thing that he has.
Yeah.
And right before he throws him, Batman's like, let's do this. I'm like, that Batman doesn't say that.
Batman doesn't say, let's do this.
That's not a phrase he says ever.
Yeah. He would just be like, now, or like, something like that.
I like am not that picky about it. I'm not even the biggest Batman fan.
Yeah.
But it's like, Batman wouldn't say that, you know?
We've read enough in our lifetime to be like, there's some shit that's out of place for Batman for sure.
Yeah. And then when he throws those things, like, he throws them at pillars that are right next to people, and then the hall, like, collapses. I'm like, did he kill those guys?
No, because he didn't shoot the pillars out. He just threw them at the pillar on a load-bearing
Deathstroke
pillar.
Made the kill shot.
Killed it. Yeah. Also, they probably didn't get hit. They moved
out
of the way.
Sounds like assisted homicide.
I think they moved out of the way. Okay? Also, when they die, they respawn, I think. So it's like not even killing. Do you think they should have had Batman kill if he knew that they respawned?
Right. Whoa. Well, he doesn't know because he's know like,
because his mind resets. But do you think you'd kill someone?
So at this point, yes, he should be killing.
Do you think if he's in Fortnite Island and he remembers that they'll respond and the Joker's there, do you think he kills the Joker then?
For what? To get out of his system?
Yeah.
Get his rocks off?
That's a good way to... Yeah, I'm going to get my rocks off by killing you before I go back to
exposure
Gotham.
Exposure therapy?
Yeah.
Get a taste for it?
It's like when you write an angry letter and you crumple it up and throw it away or whatever. Like that's like a therapy thing to
do. Yeah, but he's shooting the letter.
Yeah, but he's shooting the letter in the fucking face.
I don't think that's as interesting as you think it is.
I think it would work.
So when that, what was that dude's name that got sucked up or whatever?
I don't know.
He has like a dumb name that doesn't seem like
it's like the Invader or something.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, when he touches the thing and his body's ripped into like 1,000 pieces,
mm-hmm.
He's murdered. He's killed.
Yeah.
And the sound effect was whoop.
It was,
yeah.
It's zwoop,
zwoop.
Okay, yeah.
And I just thought that was really funny.
It probably would have worked better without lettering. I think we get the idea without the lettering.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And they somehow build some sort of contraption.
What the fuck was his name
in that room?
Someone like says it like after he does that.
Yeah, I was gonna write down.
His name's like Voyager or something.
Void Voyager,
huh?
Is it like Void Voyager or something?
I don't remember. But it doesn't seem... Yeah, Voyager.
Okay.
Because he was like a cool design.
Yeah, he is cool looking.
He's like a skull and a fucking...
You'd buy that Fortnite skin? Well, it's $1,400.
Is it?
No.
Oh, man. I can't afford that. Are all skins kind of like the same price? Or are they like kind of...
I think they were always like $10.
$10?
Yeah, it's a little steep, but you gotta imagine you're playing the game for a long time. So if you want to be,
you want to look cool.
You could be Rick from Rick and Morty for a long time for $10.
I wouldn't pay. I'd pay $2.
You could be Peter Griffin, but buff Peter Griffin. Have you seen that one? You could be the Simpsons.
I think I'd. I don't know. I'd have to see like what there is, but
there's something for everybody. So
I've only seen like the Ninja Turtles.
That one's cool
designs because they're like really, really good Ninja Turtle designs.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And I was like, oh, this is being wasted on Fortnite.
Yeah. I will be the first to admit that they cook every once in a while.
Yeah,
there's like Avatar: The Last Airbender in there. They have like a bunch of Marvel stuff. I think it's about where I stopped is when Thanos was like in the game.
Can you be Howard the Duck?
No.
Lame.
You can be Darth Vader.
Can I be General Grievous?
No.
Dude, this game fucking sucks.
Actually, maybe. I could be wrong about that. You might be able to be General Grievous.
Nah. Anyway.
Issue 6. So they need a third person from their universe to have enough multiverse vibes to go back. So they run back into the loop onto Fortnite Island to get Harley Quinn. It's revealed that Harley Quinn can like talk and she's fully aware of what's going on and she wants to stay because she likes the chaos and the fighting. So they knock Harley Quinn out and take her to the zero point. But they fight duplicates of themselves for like a second. I don't really know what that's about.
Just for a cool cover.
That's probably the skin. There's this alternate skin probably in Fortnite that they had to shoehorn in there. But
yeah.
So they make it back to the zero point and jump back to Gotham. They then remember everything, especially the Tom King Batman Catwoman divorce. And so Catwoman's like, I told you we should have gone back.
The wedding.
They remember. Oh, yeah. They didn't divorce. They never got married in the first place. But
I'm like, is this in continuity?
I know. I was like, is this a Tom King continuity? And so Catwoman's like, I hate you again. And so she leaves. And then there's a random ending scene where Deathstroke is working with Lex Luthor and the Batman Who Laughs. And I think someone from Fortnite to open a rift above Metropolis.
Yeah.
And that's the cliffhanger or whatever. Yeah, this is like, this is Tom King continuity. Did you like also kind of chuckle when you saw that too?
Absolutely.
I was like, what?
Because I like forgot about it.
Yeah.
And
this is a great page though, because it's got some like retro design stuff.
Oh,
in
yeah. It's really cool for sure.
It's a fun cover. But then I was looking at it. I was like, this is cool. This is cool. I'm like, oh my God, the wedding. So that's, because I guess it would have been Tom King at this time, right? I don't know how long his run went.
But I can't remember. Something like that. So this cover also has spoilers for what's in it, you know, but for it just to pay off to nothing.
Yeah.
But what's funny is like after Deathstroke betrays them, they're like, let's go back into the game and get the
Harley.
Clown girl. Mm-hmm. And then Batman's like, she feels familiar. I'm like, oh, Catwoman feels familiar. And so it's Harley Quinn. Just only baddies feel familiar to Batman.
You see some other hot
bitch
from
Fortnite.
Why doesn't
this Thor guy feel familiar to you, you know?
And he never said that about Deathstroke, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
He likes the bitches.
Honestly, like, as soon as they were out, and then...
The coloring?
No, not that. As soon as they were out and Catwoman says, like, we should have stayed, that could have been just the end of it. But then they like keep going and have like a couple more pages of wrap up to hint at more or whatever.
Yeah, this same thing, but Superman and Fortnite, I think is what they're trying to go for.
I don't know. Because there are like sequels to this.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, there's like two or three, maybe. I don't know what order
so
they
come in.
We're
doing that in the next couple weeks.
Oh my God, that would be tough.
That would be so tough.
Because I feel like the fun idea is just getting into it,
yeah,
you know, and starting it.
Like,
but then,
let's see how they figure this out.
This doesn't need to go deeper.
No, it doesn't.
But
it's an interesting idea that they might have just started over, like in this universe. But what is there even to do in this universe? Because it's just the island, seemingly.
Yeah, you're literally just
so like, how are you going to start a life? Because it. They say that they tried to escape the island.
Trying to do like a 51st dates, you know,
where
we're in love, you know, every 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, like, I guess like.
No, I think they would stay on the island, but you can't leave that. Like the Fortnite people that have been there for 4 years, they tried leaving and it's just that island.
Yeah. Assuming they like beat enough goons or whatever that are under the island.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they can just chill under there, but.
I don't know.
Yeah. So let's get into the poll. Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
And we got a lot of covers.
We got a Kenneth Rockefeller cover.
Dude.
I like that dude.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a minute.
Yeah, he's cool. But this is the second one's a Donald Mustard cover. I'm like, this is kind of a cool cover.
He's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. He's good at what he does. But he did one for every issue. So there's like an Art Adams one. And then Jim Lee, he had to get involved, but he wanted to draw Snake Eyes, I guess. So he did the issue 3 cover.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Mora does one. He's awesome as always.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He drew. I knew that dude wanted to draw Fish Stick. He's like, I got to do that one. I think he did actually loading screens for the game, too.
That's cool.
There was a run where Fortnite hired a bunch of like comic book artists for like loading screens in the game, which is cool.
Yeah. So then there's designs by Epic Games.
Yep.
And these are all of them.
Yeah, these are probably the skins that you can get in the game.
So that's interesting that the game company like designs it and then the comic artist has to like, you know, make that over and over.
Uh-huh.
It's a cool Harley design.
Yeah, really fits the vibe.
And then we read this on Hoopla, and they have the page of like
redeem your points.
Yeah, where like there was like a
code,
a QR code or something, or a code for the game, and it just expired.
Yeah, it expired May 1st, 2025.
Yeah, dude.
So
you had a couple years.
We were 15 months late.
Dude, I wonder if there's copies out there that are unredeemed.
It would have expired still. It wouldn't work anyway.
I know, but
do you think it'd be worth more if it was unredeemed?
No.
Because there wouldn't be any way to validate it.
Because, like, it's funny that Marvel was doing that thing to where, I don't know if it...
You can get, like, the digital version of the same
comic?
Yeah,
they have, like, a little tab in there, and then you can...
Who was that for?
For people who... Wanted the digital thing? But then, like,
for people that want to, like, store their physical one, but be able to potentially reread what they just read?
I just have both. I think that's all it is.
Yeah.
I guess to maybe have like more incentive to getting the physical, because then you get also the digital. But
in my head, no. I'd be like, I like that Daredevil run, but I don't want to dig it up out of my collection.
And then that, so like, I have a digital. That would now be like a ding at the value of like the issue, you know?
But we're not all getting into this to invest.
I know, but like if you want like just like a clean copy, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't want to like tear up my issue.
You want it to look like no man has touched it.
Yeah, only me.
That's gross.
Anyway, Nathan, what do you rate this book?
There's some charm to it, but I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'll just give it a like it. And it's just vanilla.
Mm.
But sometimes vanilla hits.
Sure. No sprinkles?
We'll get some sprinkles.
I was like, it's colorful.
Some colorful sprinkles on there. Yeah, we can do that. Give it.
I give it like children's birthday cake that, you know, you're at some kid's birthday party
shit.
And it's like the cake's like kind of fire, you know?
Yeah. You're like, oh, okay, shit.
Yeah, like I don't, it's not like my first choice of cake. You know, like, yeah, this is not bad.
You take a bite, you're like, where'd you get this cake?
I'm like, this isn't just fucking a Bash's cake, you know?
But you're eating the cake and there's a bunch of screaming kids.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely chaos going on, but there is like some,
at least there's some good there. Cake.
Yeah, I'd be like, I came.
That's an apt.
That's the only thing I look forward to at birthday parties.
That's an apt comparison, yeah.
What do you think this was rated on League of Comic Geeks?
God, I feel like people love it. If it's more like a 4.2, I'm going to flip out. So I'm going to say 4.
I got a 3.9.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. It seems valid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's get in the poll list, colon.
Shove it in your box.
The poll list. What did you shove in your box?
What'd you get?
I got Absolute Wonder Woman 23,
mm-hmm.
Green Lantern 38, and I got Hammer Fist by Rick Remender and Steve Epting that came out this week.
Nice. Why?
Because I was like, I walked past it at first, and I was like, I don't need another number one. And I went back and I was like, Steve Epting. I haven't seen that guy in a while. And I flipped through it. And I was like, seems kind of fun. Rick Remender is like kind of hit or miss for me, but he always works with awesome artists.
Yeah.
So he's always worth giving the first one a try.
Is that Old Man Logan? Artist?
No, that's Steve McNiven.
Who's Steve Epting?
Steve Epting's the guy that did Winter Soldier with Ed Brubaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got The Avengers JLA number 4, facsimile.
Cool, yeah.
Or is it reprint or
facsimile? It's just a reprint, I guess.
Yeah, reprint. And then I got it TMNT facsimile.
You're just buying fake shit.
Yeah, because like I don't want to like the real one. You know? And then I almost got like Void Rivals 33 because that's where like...
Is that where ROM is?
That's where ROM comes in. But I'm like, I didn't really like the one shot. So it's like,
yeah,
whatever, you know? Like, I don't care to like continue that.
They released that ROM issue.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. But you got you went on the hunt.
Only real ones have the foil. Real ROM, their comic shop for
real ROM heads were doing that.
Yeah. What'd you read?
I read Invincible 66 through 70.
Mm.
And I think I'm now at like the start of season 4 in the show, so I'm catching up quite quickly. There's some Corey Walker art in this, which is cool.
Huh?
It was when they introduced the Scourge virus. And it was just kind of, it was Nolan and Alan the Alien running around to different planets trying to get like the big gun or those aliens that fuck people up but that were frozen.
He did like a whole issue?
He did two full issues.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because at first I opened the first page and I was like, who the fuck is this schmuck? It's not Ryan Otley. And I kept reading and I was like, this is really good. And then I went back to the beginning.
You didn't open a page, Nathan. You swiped a page.
I swiped right and I was like, no, swipe left.
Yeah.
And then I saw it was Corey Walker, and he's like, he's great in that, but it's just those two issues. I remember when I was watching this season of the show, when all you see the aftermath of the Scourge virus, and it's like all the dead Viltrumites in the space, and they make the ring around the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is that a thing in the book? And I don't think that you remembered if it was or not, but I can confirm that that is in the comic.
No, I remember that.
Okay.
Because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous, but it's cool. But I basically read up to the second Sequid attack.
That's in the show this season. Get like...
And Mark kills the end guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at right now.
Then Robot gets sucked up?
Robot gets...
In Monster Girl?
Sucked up?
Aren't they on the other side of the...
They're in that fight.
They're in like the
Sequid. But they teleport themselves out.
I'm thinking of something else.
They teleport themselves out, and then Robot has a Sequid that he throws up in the shower.
Right. Okay, yeah. I remember. I was thinking of that, like, those green guys that, like, kept coming back.
I don't know what they're called.
Neither do I.
But Kirkman's good at like, a space drama. And
totally.
I've just, like, from this span of 5 issues, I was like, I should read Void Rivals, because I feel like he's probably really good at that.
Not the same, but...
Well, how much have you read of Void Rivals?
One issue.
I also read one issue, and I was like, this is fun. But...
I was like, is that a fucking Transformer?
And I wrote down to tell you, I bought a Battle Beast shirt at San Diego Comic-Con, I think. And I use it for the gym. And I went to the gym, and I get compliments on it, like, all the time.
Nice.
And so it's a good gym shirt. But I went to go pick up some food for like dinner that night after the gym.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy that saw the shirt. And I think he tried to chump check me. And he's like, have you been like in the comic? And I was like, yeah, I met the artist at San Diego Comic-Con. And he's like, oh. He's like, that's so cool. And I was like, yeah, I've been like reading like the comic. I'm like 60 issues in. And... He was like, yeah, there's a character in there that I don't know how they're going to do in the show. And I think he's talking about Anissa doing like the rape thing.
I think he's probably thinking of Dinosaurus.
Is that the red dinosaur?
Yeah.
That is like woke, kind of. Is he a villain?
Yeah.
Is he more prominent later?
Yeah, he's kind of like
I thought he was just a one-off guy. Because I read him in like issue 67 or something.
He's like in that, but no, he's like the equivalent of like an Angstrom Levy level like villain.
Okay, interesting.
And I think that's what he's talking about.
Okay, all right. Anyway, I just thought it was funny that like he tried to chum check me.
I would love to be fucking tested, you know, and then just to fucking.
I'm like, you don't know what you're getting into, brother.
Be like, excuse me.
So I think as soon as I told him I met the fucker.
What a fucking dick move. Just if you like
Battle Beast. I don't think he was giving me attitude. I think he was asking me because it was clearly like a Battle Beast comic shirt. because it had like a word balloon or whatever.
Yeah.
It could be that I just like Battle Beast and I found that shirt and I thought it was cool and I only liked the show.
Yeah.
But he opened with like, have you been liking the comic?
Right.
Which I have read the first.
Which I would never say to issues. A person.
I would. I would be caught dead asking, assuming someone reads a comic. You know what I mean?
Unless it's Berserk. Like,
you would jump check someone on Berserk?
Yeah. If they have a Berserk tattoo.
Oh,
you
tattoo.
You have to. Or if you. Like, sure, maybe, because that anime is not
tattoo
popular.
For sure, yeah. The mom, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you better be fucking caught up, you know? Anyway.
So, yeah, I read those. I read Giant Robot Hellboy Returns, number 1 of 2.
How's that?
Dude, I don't know how they're going to wrap that up in 2.
It's 3 issues?
It's 2 issues.
Was the first one 2 issues? The first one
The first one was 3 issues, but this one on the cover says issue 1 of 2. And so I'm like, I don't know how they're going to wrap this up, but it's cool.
Trust in Mignola.
I like the artist. I'm spacing out his name. I think it's like Duncan Figurado or something.
Mm.
But he was the one on Giant Robot Hellboy 1, and he's awesome.
Nice. So,
and I read Absolute Green Arrow number 4. And I'm a little bit lost on the book, but I think he'll reel it in. But Solomon Grundy's in it. He's pretty cool.
Mm.
What'd you read? Oh, and then I read The Last Driver.
Me too.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Sick art.
Guys. It's cool. I kind of like what he's going for with it.
I would think there'd be more double page spreads, you know, with that long format.
Yeah.
But it was like one.
He's already got really long pages that he fills up pretty well.
Yeah.
Like anytime that there's like a wide shot where it's like, here's one half of the city and there's also another half of the city. You can see the whole fucking city.
Yeah.
And it's just like
part of one page. Look at all these people, but you need to focus right here.
The double page spread that like introduces the car or whatever. I was like, guy's good at these cars.
I think that was like the page. I'm like, I gotta get this.
And I think it was good because it could have read like kind of boomery where it's like, ah, all these kids just want to.
I think it kind of did read like that.
It did and it didn't. I think it's more cynical on where we're kind of where the trajectory of, you know, we're going into like the WALL-E universe.
Like, I didn't think Sean Gordon Murphy was like a boomer, you know.
No, I don't think so either.
But like the character.
But you can tell he likes cars. I
totally.
What do you think about the name Clutch for the character?
Was his name Clutch?
His name is Clutch.
Dude, best car name. I bet there's a Transformer.
If a person's name is going to be a car part, I think Clutch is probably one of the better ones.
Yeah, it can't be like fucking. It could be like Piston or something.
Like, this is my grandpa, Catalytic Converter. But it was cool. I like that the cars that aren't like manual cars in there are just like big squares. And you can tell that they're like void of any personality whatsoever.
They don't like have to, you know.
Yeah, they don't.
Because they're just.
The uniformity of it.
Shipping containers.
Yeah. I think the uniformity of it is like a good metaphor for like what a good visual metaphor for what he's doing, where like everything's the same and nothing's unique anymore.
Yeah.
And I like. He makes a point in there where it's like, even like the rich could have, you know, these like super expensive cars, but they got to share the road with like the rest of us. And that's like a special thing. And I like that perspective.
Yeah, totally.
So I think that's cool. I don't know how long it's going to go, but I think it'll set up for a pretty solid 5 issues.
I think
maybe
it's 5.
Because I like the idea of it being, it's a guy on the run trying to get a heart for his granddaughter.
Yeah, he's just got to make it to like a doctor or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So I like that.
How'd you like the just reading it? Like that.
It was kind of the pages would flop a little bit when I was just like holding it kind of towards the center.
Yeah.
But it didn't bother me as much as I thought it was going to.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like really fucking annoying.
But if it's like a heavy dialogue, there's like a couple of heavy dialogue 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this looks like a lot. And I found myself when I was reading it, because
it just seemed like more book.
It seems like more book like that. It seems like more book and less book. Because when I opened the pages, I'm like, are the pages normally this thin? Like,
yeah, I was looking at it like this. It's super weird.
But
it's better than it being bound normally, but still being sideways.
Yeah, that's
the fucking worst.
Yeah, he did this the right way for sure.
Yeah.
But when there's a lot of dialogue on the page, it feels like more. And then like my head's like turning this way. Like my head is actually moving to accommodate to read the book.
Yeah.
Which isn't a problem, but I just noticed it. Like, I've never had to look this far to my left.
It seems. You think it's been done like that before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barrier, I think, was like that. You have a barrier?
Not close.
No. Not in your filing cabinet you just got?
No, I put it in like a get rid box and that's somewhere else.
I like Barrier. I'm going to make you read it.
I've read it already.
I'm going to make you read it again because I think you're wrong. It's Marcos Martín, dude.
I don't want to read Spanish.
You don't have to. You don't even know how. You don't need to know Spanish. That's kind of the cool thing about it. I think it'd make an awesome movie.
Marcos Martín. The art is cool, but like you just like, it was just whatever.
I think it's cool.
BKV peaked at Saga. And I think that I stand by that. Anyway, I read Houses of the Unholy.
Oh, nice.
Ed Brubaker, Sean Phillips.
God, beautiful book.
Yeah, real shiny. Yeah, really cool looking. This started so strong, and like there's like cult stuff. You've read this, yeah?
No.
I thought you read this.
No.
What's the Brubaker thing
that... Night Fever?
Is that the thing that you've...
That's the most recent Ed Brubaker, Sean Phillips thing I think I've read.
Well, this isn't like the most recent thing that they've come out with.
Oh, it's one of the newer-ish ones, right?
It came out like last year.
Literally, I think it. I've only read Pulp, Night Fever,
Killer Be Killed.
Killer Be Killed, My Heroes Have Always Been Junkies, and I think that's it.
Huh.
And I want to read more. I know I would like pretty much all of them. But I haven't read that one.
Anyway, starts really, really good, and I'll let you read the rest of it. It's kind of like, I don't know, you want to read this?
It's a good overall, yeah.
Sure. I mean, you can also get on like Hoopla or whatever, but if you prefer the physical.
No, I like.
Yeah, it's like they're like kind of horror-y kind of comic.
Yeah.
Jacob Phillips is putting his whole pussy in there for coloring, because there's like...
Is he coloring it?
There's these like flashbacks that are like in all red, he and it's kind of...
pussy in there.
And there's, it's kind of like Frank Villa looking, but Frank Villa does more. Frank Villa does more like orange, but he does like red in this.
Okay, cool.
And it looks awesome.
Brubaker's like, I need more dick in this.
Yeah. So I read that.
Cool.
Did you watch anything?
I watched like half for a couple episodes of Tires.
Oh yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, I like it so far.
Is that the first season?
No, like this new season.
You've been watching it. Okay.
I've been watching it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like the show.
There's some good stuff.
That's the only new thing, I think.
I watched Groundhog Day.
The Bill Murray movie?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
because of Fortnite?
Kind of. I was like, this is like Groundhog Day. Like,
you're the only person that has watched that movie because for that reason.
But I'm like, wait, is it like Groundhog Day? I've never seen Groundhog Day. And so I watched it.
It's not like Groundhog Day.
I mean,
the mechanics of the resetting, yeah, but the mechanics of the reset aren't like Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
because he remembers. Did you like it?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like a classic, isn't it?
It's a classic.
I saw that you watched it like a year ago.
I did.
Or you reviewed it like a year ago.
I did.
Did you like it?
It's fine.
I think I rated it higher than you.
You did. What did you rate it?
4?
I think I rated it like 3.
Yeah.
2.5 or 3. I think like for it being the first movie to do that, it does a pretty good job.
Totally.
But I think there's something, if you dig into it too much, there's a darker subtext of like, I manipulated this woman over the course of...
Well, yeah, because the character's got to grow, Nathan.
Yeah, but I think...
And there's also the 90s.
But I think the spirit of him becoming a better man is there, but you've also taken out the autonomy of this woman kind of making her own decision.
Yeah.
There's weird subtext in there, which is why I think Palm Springs is like a really good version of like the same idea.
Totally.
Because it's like both of them are stuck in it together, and then they... can choose to fall in love together or not.
Well,
or
then whatever. That almost seems like they're like forced to, because they're like the only two of age appropriate that are
right. But they touch on that in the movie, and it's also revealed that Andy Samberg was manipulating her throughout the course of when he was stuck in the time loop first. And I like that that they focus on like that part of it. And
so I feel like they get like, I thought it was gonna be just very surface level and it would be pretty easily solved, you know, but it really feels like it gets like Bill Murray is going crazy.
Yeah.
You know, because he's
got a great performance in this.
Because he feels like he's been there so long.
Yeah.
And how long do you think he was there?
In like real days?
Yeah.
Dude, over a year for sure.
Totally. I think like at least 2, but then he gets like really good at piano. Which I feel like could take like a long time.
Yeah, that would take.
And he like learns French, I think.
Yeah, years then.
Yeah, I think like, the writer, like in the, or the director in like a commentary said like 10 years. I'm like, that seems like a fucking lot, but.
Well, he can't like kill himself, right? Oh, didn't he try?
Yeah, that was so fucking funny, that montage.
I don't even remember the montage, but yeah.
He like jumps off a building, but like it looks so much like Bill Murray, like jumping off the building. I'm like, did he actually do this stunt or something?
No, surely not.
Yeah, it was just kind of bizarre. He like kidnaps the groundhog. He goes on like a joyride.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, and he drives off a cliff into like this big pit.
Oh yeah, I did.
And then the car blows up. Like, and he didn't know that he would restart after he dies. He just does that.
He starts off with killing the beaver
or the groundhog.
Groundhog. Why is it beaver?
Did you know that the groundhog was like actually in that car with him? Like, he's a real groundhog
that screams. Didn't the groundhog scream?
I think that might have been like faked, but like,
but there's a groundhog in there.
Like, he got bit like a couple times, like filming that shit.
That's awesome.
I just think that was really funny.
That is funny.
Did you know that Michael Shannon was in this?
No.
Do you remember like the kids that were like getting married, but like the the dude was Michael Shannon,
really,
like a young Michael Shannon,
the groom.
Mm.
Do you look like Michael Shannon?
No, I heard about it on like a podcast. I'm like, Michael Shannon was in this, and I like, looked it up.
If he didn't like look like a mean Michael Shannon, like with this face on it, then I probably wouldn't have noticed.
I think the meanness come in later.
Yeah.
There's a part where like, last thing on it is like the day restarts and he goes to take like a shower, but he's like in the shower and then turns the water on. I'm like, why would you do that ever?
Yeah, it's like all snowy and
especially
shit.
In like the East Coast. He lives in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's like snowy and shit outside. I don't do that. That water's here. Cold. Yeah, no.
You know, it's still kind of cold, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it's like 112 outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I just thought that was like, that really stood out to me. I'm like, why the fuck would any, do people do that even when like hot water is a thing?
No.
Like, I don't think I have like a hot water heater. I think it just gets hot, but.
Then you have a hot water heater.
I don't know.
How else would it get hot?
Hot water in the ground? I don't know.
Then it would always be hot. No, you're dumb. You have a water heater.
But where is it?
In the garage, probably.
No.
So they're like smaller now, so they could be in like random closets or something.
I have like a water softener, I think.
Mm.
Anyway. What are we reading next week, Nathan?
What are we gonna read next week?
We got Wolverine the game coming out.
Yeah, we got Wolverine the game.
We'll do Wolverine the comic. But which one?
It's going to be a hot release. So we got to do a hot Wolverine book. And I've got a couple ideas.
Is it in hot? Are you thinking Helverine or something?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Actually, there is a Wolverine Goes to Hell written by Jason Aaron. And Ron Garney does the art. Or no, that's false. It's some other dude. But there's three Jason Aaron Wolverine books that I've always wanted to read.
Okay.
And so I'm going to give you the options. There is Wolverine Goes to Hell.
Wolverine and the X-Men?
Nope. There's Wolverine Weapon X. And then there's Wolverine Get Mystique. And I've always heard some pretty solid things about all these. Wolverine Weapon X is like a 1-5. Wolverine Goes to Hell, I think that's like its own trade. Whereas Weapon X goes for a couple trades.
There's a Wolverine Goes to Hell Omnibus.
Oh, shit. Maybe he does go back to hell. And then Wolverine Get Mystique is like issue 62 through 60, whatever. But it's supposed to be, it's able to be standalone. It just happens to fall in there.
Does it have these like Jay Lee covers?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
So I've heard all of those are good. I've read one really awesome Jason Aaron Wolverine one shot.
So is the Goes to Hell one, is that Jason Latour?
No, it's Jason Aaron. And the artist is... It says various, but the name on the cover is Guedes. I don't really know the artist's name.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so Goes to Hell.
Renato Guedes.
Weapon X.
Weapon X is with Ron Garney.
That 2009?
Maybe.
Adamantium Men?
And then Wolverine Get Mystique is the other one.
Just off the name, I don't want to do the Get Mystique one.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't really give a fuck.
I think he's got like Hunter down, so that might be kind of interesting, but So then either Weapon X or Goes to Hell. I'm down for either.
I think just the Weapon X one seems like more interesting to me.
Cool. Yeah, let's do that.
Maybe like definitely next time we happen to do like a Wolverine thing, like Goes to Hell one seems like a good option.
Yeah.
If we like choose to do another Jason Aaron one.
I'm down.
Is he like considered like the best Wolverine writer? Jason Aaron?
I probably not.
Is it on Kindle?
He's got a lot of Wolverine though. So people liked him on Wolverine, and that much is clear. But he's probably up there in the top. Because I know like Frank Miller's done some Wolverine. I know like Chris Claremont's done some Wolverine. So you'd probably give it to one of them.
But I think Frank Miller just drew for it.
Might be right.
Oh, it's on Comixology Unlimited. Haven't used that in a minute.
Weapon X?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Wolverine Weapon X next week.
Adamantium Men. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. We got a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe. You can email in at traverspod@gmail.com. What's your favorite Fortnite skin?
How much money you has been stolen from you to use on Fortnite skins?
Yeah, what for in-app purchases? What's the most you've ever stolen from your parents? did you hear a voice in the news segment theme? Let us know.
What does it say?
And goodbye.
Goodbye.